Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
And childbearing hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's so tired, she's not sleeping, and meditation isn't working.
Damn sure is not.
And you know who is with me today. She is a ton of fun. Her husband dances till his foot breaks off. She dances till her marriage falls off. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
I still can't believe that you got hate for that.
Yeah, it's a problem. And that's not the only thing that I got this weekend. A close friend who's been listening... describe me as brutal, which I've described myself as brutal, but it's one thing to describe yourself and other people describing you as brutal.
Didn't somebody else describe you as savage, too? You remember that girl who wrote in and said, I wanted to know if we ever got in a fight? I can't remember exactly what she called you, but I was like, man, Amy really does portray herself very well on this podcast.
Yeah. So my point today is to make out how great I am of a wife, as a friend, as a mother, I'm wonderful.
You're okay. Let's not, we don't want to lie now. You're just all right. But me too. I can be pretty much a scumbag. I mean, I have to catch myself just from having a bad attitude and stuff like that. My husband will ask me something and I just look at him like he is the stupidest person in the world. And he's not, I am. So the fact that I'm like, oh, what? What are you? And then I realize that I'm just being a rude little bitch. But turn the tables. I have to tell you that I have definitive proof that my husband does not love me.
What? Why?
Jeremy, you're going on blast.
Oh, no.
So, we had a nice couple days off work, long holiday weekend. I missed you, by the way.
I missed you, too.
And I was going to go see a girlfriend in El Paso, which El Paso is 9 hours away. And it's really expensive to fly to El Paso because it's a small, crappy airport. So, it's just not worth it. Plus, I bring my dog. So, I was going to go to El Paso this weekend and bring my dog. Well, we had a gas crisis come upon us the day that I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You either can't get gas or the lines are crazy long. And I kept seeing all these long lines on my way home because I work an hour away from my house. So I kept seeing all these lines and I was like, man, gas, it's just going to be easier to get gas by my house. Well, then I go home, pack up the dog, pack up all my stuff. I can't find any gas. None. There's no gas by me. Like, it was the scariest thing ever just because I'm running around and there's no gas. All the gas pumps are shut down.
Yeah.
I had to drive another 30 minutes before I could find some gas somewhere. So in the meantime, I'm like, man, I'm low key freaking out is what I'm telling my girlfriend, Kajal. I'm freaking out and I don't know. I don't know what I should do. And she's like, well, and she works for the news, so I trust this girl so much. She's like, well, we have gas here. And I was like, I understand. But, like, there are refineries that are shut down. And because I'm researching to find out why.
Right. It's not some guaranteed.
People, exactly. Some people say that it was just a panic. That word got out on social media that we're in this gas crisis. So everybody ran out and got gas. But to see empty gas stations with no gas in them, I'm just like, well, that's really freaky. So, I called another girlfriend. She's telling me, don't go. Do not go, Lacey. That's 9 hours. You can't guarantee if you're going to get gas.
Right.
My mom, same thing. If you don't have to drive, you should not drive right now. We're not exactly sure what's going on. Call it my husband, Jeremy. Well, I don't see what the problem is. I think you should go. Absolutely. He's telling me, oh, it's just because people are in a panic. And I'm like, have you researched anything? Because I have. And they're saying that oil refineries are shutting down because of Hurricane Harvey and all this crap in Houston. And you're telling me, you're fine. Just go. You're not worried about me in the least bit. I was on the phone yelling at him that you do not care about my safety at all if you're telling me to take a 9-hour road trip. Because here's the whole deal.
I don't know.
It's
not a safety issue.
If I get stranded, have you ever driven to El Paso? Do you know what? Well, do you know what is past? Okay, it's Dallas, Fort Worth, Weatherford. Do you know what's past Weatherford? Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing. There is Midland, Odessa, and then El Paso, and that is in 9 hours. It is stretches of nothing. I can't make it there on one tank of gas, so I would have had to bank on the fact of Midland or Odessa having gas, and then just hope to God that El Paso don't run out while I'm there, and then I'm stuck.
Well, if you, I'm thinking maybe he was giving you an out. Like, you get all the way out there, then El Paso runs out, and oh, darn, you have to stay with your friend for a little bit longer.
Which would make me an irresponsible worker. If I leave during a gas crisis and I just don't come back to work, isn't that like your own stupidity?
Well, I was kind of hoping that we'd run out and I wasn't able to come into work and I'd have to work from home, which is great. Because I can do my job from home. You can't.
Boss man George, are you listening to this? But I was so concerned about coming to work that I called off a trip.
I'm thinking about working in my PJs and how great that sounds.
But yeah, he just, no care in the world, just you go ahead and go, and it's not going to be a big deal. I was yelling at him on the phone, Amy, and finally I said, you know what? You might not care about what happens to me, but I've got the damn dog with me.
Did he change his mind then?
No. He was like, well, if something happened, I would have to be the one to come and save you. But I'm just like, that doesn't sound smart at all. And I would think, you being the husband, I would think that you would be more worried about me. Not, oh, it sounds like a grand idea for you to go. Once I decided I wasn't going to go. Well, first off, my girlfriend Kajal ended up calling some gas stations in Midland and Odessa, and they were running out of gas. So that was like, okay, absolutely not. Okay. Never mind then. I'm not going to go. I ended up calling off the trip. My girlfriend, who told me not to go, said she was really relieved. My mom said she was really relieved.
What did Jeremy say?
Jeremy was trying to get me to leave the next morning. He was trying...
To do what?
To go ahead and drive. Oh, look, there's still gas around. I guess you can drive to El Paso.
Okay, well, sorry, Jeremy. I don't know.
But I had to work on Monday, so it wasn't worth it. That's why I had to go then, because if I would have left Saturday morning, I could have been there Saturday afternoon and then have to leave Sunday afternoon. So I didn't get to make it on my trip because stupid gas crisis. And my husband does not care if I make it to my destination.
I'm really sorry. That's terrible. That's a terrible feeling. Some men just don't, they don't think things all the way through before it spills out of their mouth. I'm guessing. That's what I've experienced sometimes.
I think he just wanted the weekend alone. He's just like, bye. I really don't care where
Trying
you go.
So hard to get rid of you.
Yeah. So that was my... wonderful holiday weekend, and I miss my girlfriend very much. And I think I would have been fine. I think it would have been fine. I don't regret the decision. I regret not going, but I don't regret the decision that I made because I think that was the best decision that I could make at the time.
Yeah. With the information that you had, it was the right choice. I'm sorry that you didn't have a better weekend. I had a great weekend, not to brag.
But how was your weekend? What'd you do?
It was fun. My mom's 66th birthday. And me and my sister hung out with her at a little resort up in Oklahoma, and she used her gas, so I wasn't concerned with mine. We did hiking and kayaking, and we drank and we ate, and it was a lot of fun. We were pretty tired just from all the activities that we did. I'm kind of sore today. I haven't done any lunging to the bathroom. But I did a little themed party because that's what we do in our family.
What was themed for mom?
So she's turning 66. The only thing I could think of was Route 66. And so I just made it mom turned 66 and then, you know, put up signage and made PJ pants. And we just lounged around in the hotel room and did crazy stuff outdoors during the day.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And it was just you girls.
Yep. Just girls. Girls trip. And my poor daughter, she wanted to attend, but I nixed that one.
I was going to see what you were going to say. So what you told me was that she really wanted to go. This was a girl's thing. And how old's Morgan? 13?
Morgan's 13.
Yeah. She really wanted to go on the girls'
trip. She did, but I mean, we were going to be going to bars and drinking wine and eating cheese in the middle of the night. And I was like, this isn't her. This isn't age appropriate.
And most importantly, you wanted a break. You're like, no, this is my vacation too.
A little bit, yeah. But they had, I mean, they got to spend time with Dad. They did swimming. They had fun times.
Oh, good.
Just not with me.
Well, I do have another trip that's coming up, and this is actually a pretty big one. We're going to be going to Italy for Thanksgiving,
which is a big deal.
Huge deal. We're going to the Amalfi Coast, and my husband is just really great at researching, and he knows a lot about the world.
Except for gas.
Except for gas. He knows a lot about the world and geography, which I don't. So he comes up with all these cool destinations. I had never heard of the Amalfi Coast until he found this great deal to go there. He wants to go to Seychelles, Africa someday. Like, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did text my husband yesterday and I was like, is Italy in Europe? And he sent back hashtag fake question. So I haven't quite figured that out yet. I'm guessing that must be a no, but I think it is a part of Europe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Gosh.
Whatever. So yeah. So, we still have months away for this, but I'm in research mode right now, and I'm in fashion mode. I need to know what to wear, what to pack. He's already griping at me about what I'm going to pack because
it's really tough to downsize for especially an overseas trip.
I know. But I do pretty good. But what set him over the top, though, we're going with another couple friend of ours, and she's one of my best friends, and her and I both love anything with feathers. And she's the one, we just love to dress up. And anyway, I got this feather skirt a year or two ago. And soon as she saw it, she goes, oh my God, can I please buy that skirt? Would you be mad? And I was like, no, girl, buy it. When are we ever going to wear this together? You know, feel free to buy it. Well, we went to New York last year for Christmas and we brought our feather skirts and wore them together. So we're going to bring the feather skirts to Italy.
It's tradition.
And I told Jeremy that we were going to bring the feather skirts and he's like, you're already trying to pack too much and blah, 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 blah. Well, then yesterday,
what?
I found pizza shoes.
What?
Pizza shoes.
Are they flats or heels or what?
They're flats. What I saw was Adidas. But those are kind of crazy looking, but Chuck's has some pizza shoes. So I'm going to buy some pizza shoes for Italy. Duh.
So that's an extra pair of shoes to bring.
Yeah, that made him a little mad. Oh, I've already bought boots and everything else. But my packing list so far for this trip that we're taking at Thanksgiving.
Do we have time for you to read it all?
Pizza Chuck's, fancy sunglasses, scarves, and feather skirt. That's what I have so far. Because I was doing a lot of researching yesterday and they say like you just accessorize everything.
So
because I want to look cute while I'm there.
Yeah, but you also need to think practical.
Yeah, that's why you pack plain and accessorize it up. Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never been to Italy.
Oh, yeah. And not knowing anything in the world. So our return flight, we have an overnight return flight. And it's in Brussels. And so Jeremy's telling me, well, we have this overnight in Brussels, so we'll just go ahead and get a hotel and this, this, and this. I'm like, cool. He goes, Brussels is in Belgium. I'm like, cool. He goes, Belgium beer. Oh, my God, that's my favorite kind of beer. He knew I wasn't showing my proper excitement, so he had to lead me there because he didn't understand at first, why is she not excited about being in Brussels? But yeah, that's only my favorite beer is yeah. Belgian-style beer.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Take a ton of pictures.
Of course. And feather skirt and pizza checks.
Yes, together, I hope.
Oh, my goodness. I'm also learning Italian. As of yesterday, I am 8% fluent in Italian.
Wow.
According to Duolingo.
Can you give us a little tidbit?
Irigazo mangialimile melia. No. That's supposed to say the boy eats. Hold on. Il ragazzo mangialimile una mela. The boy eats an apple.
Ooh.
I don't know why apple keeps coming up in my lessons. So I'll be out there, mella, mella, mella. I do not plan on eating apples while I'm there either. I will be drinking wine and eating the food. And it sucks because all languages, this is a lacy fact, not an actual fact.
But from
what I read, all languages derive from Spanish, except for English. It has a lot of the same stuff. So Jeremy can speak Spanish. I'm pretty sure he's going to be better at speaking Italian than me just because he's fluent in Spanish. And I'm like learning how to say apple. So I think he's going to do better than me in the speaking department. I don't think that you actually need to know Italian to be able to travel there.
Probably not.
Also, how arrogant are Americans that we can go anywhere in the world and expect you to understand us?
Yeah.
Anywhere.
But I mean, I think even like the Olympics, isn't it the first language that's spoken and then they go on from there and then they go like, I don't know, Spanish and then Chinese and then Mandarin. And I don't know. I think there's an order to what language they speak first. And I think English is first at the Olympics.
Is Mandarin really a language?
I think so. I think it's one of the two languages spoken in China. I don't really know. I do know that Spanish is not the core language of all languages.
Lacy fact. Anyway, I read it in an Italian book, and because they are so much similar, I think that Jeremy's going to go down there and he's going to be a speaking to everybody in his in his Spanish, and I'm going to be all ragazza. That means girl. Is it vino or vino? Vino.
I don't know. I don't know in Italian. I think Americans say wino.
Vino. And on that, I'm just going to leave this with arrivederci, which means goodbye. So thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Amy, I don't know if you noticed, but I always drag that out on the end because I can't quite remember what I'm supposed to say. It's so simple. But that's why.
Nailed it.